Blog Talk Radio.
Koda, Mojuba, Asheda, Mojuba, Aluwa, Mi, Apolabi, Pega, Mojuba, Araba, Mi, Adesanya, Awuyade, Mojuba, Ogute, Compound, Ode, Remo, Mojuba, Baba, Mojuba, Yeye, Mojuba, Egun, to all the God children, Mojuba, Egun, to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba, Egungun, to all the chiefs, Mojuba, Egungun, to all the Awos, Mojuba, Egungun, to all those that are listening, who are tuned in. We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe-o.
Ashe-o. Welcome to Sign of the Times, everyone. This is Queen Tahira. Sign of the Times is brought to you by the UAC, the United African Coalition for Justice and Human Rights, and New Power Radio Network. We began the UAC after the unjust Derriman verdict of July 2013 and are quickly approaching our sixth year on the air here with you, and we appreciate you so, so much. So please continue to support us and our sponsors, Manhood Racing Culture, headed up by Dr. James Jones. You can find Dr. Jones on Facebook as James Jones, as well as the liking group page for Manhood Racing Culture, and on the World Wide Web at manhoodraceculture.com. also support Arlie Gordon of Unity Design, and Unity is spelled U-N-I-T-E-E. Please reach out to Brother Arlie, support him so he can continue to support the young people of Detroit, because we know that our young people are out here and they need plenty of creative things to do. And Brother Arlie Gordon supplies those things for the young people there through his Rap Detroit program. And last but not least, we want to always, always, always remember to never forget our beloved brothers and sisters who are behind enemy lines. So please support the Free Alabama Movement, the Free Ohio Movement, and the National Campaign to Redistribute This Pain. We used to support one other sponsor who basically never gave us a dime, but I found out that the group that I speak on often, Unheard Voices, started a fundraising campaign and collected some substantial amount of money from what we understand. We're still trying to get more details, but they basically used the fact that I've been out here for the past year, and there's been several articles run about the Redistribute the Pain campaign, and we've basically been struggling to buy even stamps and getting phone calls from our confined brothers and sisters, and come to find out that they basically have been using our campaign. And we have been providing services to them to say that they were a sponsor was signing the sign to offer them support, and they turned around and stole from us. So we're taking this very seriously, and we are pursuing some, legal realms if that's what it needs to be. But brothers and sisters, these are not the days to be screwing people over. And I was hurt. I went through, all the stages, hurt, disappointment, denial, you know, all the stages of death I went through, but the one that resonated with me the most was hurt, you know, because I had been supportive of these two entities, Unheard Voices, had always been supportive of them. They have been on Sign of the Times a few times, helped them with their fundraising campaign to get school supplies for you, and have always been on the up and up. And to turn around and have Swift Justice attempt to berate me, but you know the queen ain't having it. And to be talked about as if I was the one that had misappropriated money, it validates my position, which is a good thing, but it's really hurtful and disappointing that they would even try this and think that in this day and time, with technology being the way it is and communication being the way it is, that they were ever going to be able to get this off. So we are going to resolve this, but unfortunately, Unheard Voices is no longer considered an ally of Sign of the Times, Utah Radio Network, nor the National Freedom and Justice Movement, nor Redistribute the Pain, nor the Free Alabama Movement. And I say that beyond a shadow of a doubt. So please continue to support the Free Alabama Movement, the Free Ohio Movement, and a national campaign to redistribute the pain. You can find out more about Redistribute the Pain if you go to wordpress.com/redistributethepain, and my information will come, including our fundraisers, to keep things afloat. We're in 31 states now with the Redistribute the Pain campaign behind enemy lines. So we're looking forward to a really exciting 2019, and we want you to know that we love you, thank you, and appreciate you. And we could not do this work without you. Even $5 or $10 makes a big difference when working on crimes. We don't have any major grants. We don't have any major funders or anything like that. We do this, one, based on our love for the people, and two, to get us to the part where we're being proactive and not so reactive when things happen in our community. So I'm honored to be here to serve you, and we need support from any and everybody that we can possibly muster up to keep things afloat. This money comes out of my bank account, whether we get donations or not. So 6 years is a long time to be on the air 4 nights a week, 2 hours a night, and committed for the first 5 years, and we want to continue to do that, but we need your help in order to substantiate and to sustain ourselves while we do the work. So tonight I welcome back Brother MC DeMond. With his new cut, Brother MC DeMond, welcome, Sign of the Times. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, Queen. I'm good. And you?
I'm pretty fair for square. You know, I take a licking and keep on sticking like salmon.
Yeah, that's what it's about. Don't let them get you down.
I won't. I was really frustrated when I first found out. And the way we found out, it wasn't nothing but God. You know what I mean? He looked out for us. But believe it, yeah, I mean, we definitely have the ancestors and the Most High looking out for us. So, yeah, it was disappointing, but we'll get through it and get past it.
Yeah, you can always just go forward. Like, the bumps in the road just makes it rough, but you can still cross it. That's my logo, my motto.
Ashe, that's right, that's right. So please, introduce yourself to the listeners, those that may have not heard you the previous time that you were on Sign of the Times, and tell us, you know, you're a multifaceted brother, so don't be shy, and tell us a little bit about yourself, and I yield.
Blacktopia, everybody out there, I know everybody's trying to get off of work, getting through work. You know, you're just locked and loaded. You're tuned into the mind. You know, with me, I always have a lot going on, whether it's business mind, whether it's going back and working with a business to help them figure out the kinks, or helping a new friend that just opened a business get started. I always look to try to help people because each one got to teach one. I also do music. I also run my own other companies that does clean-offs, that does business clean-offs, clean-ups. Just got a lot going on with me, so I'm never, like, just settled at one point. I'm always looking to do new adventures, and when something else opens up, I'm trying that too. So, you know, I'm here. We're here tonight. So any questions and anything y'all want to know, I think Queen will cover it. If she don't, y'all can ask me.
I say that's what's up. So to remind the listeners, if you're listening on your phone, you can push the number 1, and I will open up your mic. If you're listening on your computer, you can dial in at 917-889-8059, 917-889-8059. So, brother, talk a little bit about, I guess, your position as an entrepreneur, as a creative writer, as an MC and a hip-hop artist. How important is it to maintain balance while you wear so many hats, and how do you, manage to, I guess, keep things afloat while still having some creative energy?
In anything, what you put in is what you get out. You know, if you put hard work, determination into it, you're going to get hard work and determination out of it. Being an artist is hard. First of all, being a parent is hard, and then being an artist and then being an entrepreneur is really hard because, like, not only do I do music, I have to go into these big CEO companies and bid for jobs, and then I have to go work them. And then after doing that in the daytime, when I get time in the evening, you know, it's writing music, recording, promotions. So it's always nonstop, but being a parent is the first thing that comes to mind with me, and then the artist and everything else falls in line. But as an artist, if you don't put hard work in, if you don't meet people, if you don't do, like, the blog talks and talk to Queen and whoever else got one going on, you know, you can do music all your life. You're not going to, like, start to build with other people. So it's important to build. Writing music and create music, that's the easiest part of the job. The hardest part of the job is making sure you get as much money out of your creativity as you can. Queen.
Okay, I didn't know
Queen.
If I had lost you. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay, because it cut out for a second. I say, go ahead and finish your point.
Oh, yeah, I thought you had another question.
Okay. So the balance, I guess the paramount, it's good to hear you say that being a father is your, number one priority. How do you fit your children into the creative process, and are they creative like you?
Actually, kids make you creative. Because, you know, you got to watch them because they're always up to something. But my oldest son, he's real creative, and he knows he tries to see what I'm doing, so he tries to follow my footsteps, and which is kind of good because I try not to let him follow my music footsteps so much, but follow my entrepreneur footsteps. And there's times I go do a job, like for instance, we do pressure washing 18-wheelers, so he want to come and do that too, which is cool. I let him come do it, and then I pay him after we get done with the job. So they actually see firsthand, or you know, you get them off at an early age working or earning a dollar instead of looking for a dollar. And that's big with me, is like I always tell them, earn a dollar and stop looking for a dollar. So those are the things. And being a young black male, we don't work jobs. 90% of us don't work jobs where we can take our kids, you know. But when I go to different jobs, I see these white kids or these white businessmen have their kids in there running computers, reading invoices, counting money. And that's big with me more than, like, anything, because that's where they get their head start from. So I do the same with my kids. As far as the creative movement, your kids will have you creative because they will do stuff to keep you, because you got to watch them. So at the same time, you have to watch them. They put ideas in your head. Even with me as music, as an artist, I don't write music because of my kids. I don't write music about drugs. I don't write music about guns. I don't write music about violence, destroying cultures, destroying people. You know, because they're gonna pick up that what you teach them and what they see you do, and then they're gonna do it. So that's my main thing with both my kids, is not to teach them violence and destroying and drug use is not cool.
That's right. And we've seen the destruction, you know, I guess modern day hip-hop has had, you know, all the way since N.W.A. progressively made people rich, but at what cost to the community? What's your perspective on comparing hip-hop to its original beginning, sirens and power and the healing of our people, versus what we see out here now?
Hip-hop has definitely changed from the original. And I'm talking about before N.W.A. When hip-hop first came on the planet, hip-hop had a message. And the message was, like, there was a song called Don't Push Me Because I'm Close to the Edge. And the guy was talking about how he had bills and how he lived in a house with rats and roaches. So he let you know that the struggle was real. When N.W.A. came on the scene, and N.W.A. came on the scene as, you know, whatever it takes to get money, if we got to sell drugs to our people, we're going to do it. You know, we just want to have money. Okay. And then, but then you had like the Chuck D of the world and the Public Enemy of the world, the De La Souls, who was like, okay, we're not going to go with that movement. And they tried to attack the movement, which made it worse. And then you went to the Tupac movement, the Scarface, the Ghetto Boys movement, where they were trying to preach, you know, brotherhood, but still let you know that our hood dangerous too. All hoods are dangerous. So with that being said, hip hop went from okay to bad to worse. And when I say worse, that's because you went from artists bragging about selling drugs to other people to artists bragging about how high they own drugs, and which got their listeners thinking that that's cool. Queen.
Yes. And what other elements?
Go ahead.
We've got the abusive element of the dialogue on referring to women and females as bees and, you know, derogatory terms. So it's more, I guess the abuse is so comprehensive that we really need to take a look at how to resolve it. Do you have any ideas on bringing forth some solutions to reclaiming hip hop?
Honestly, Queen, I look at a lot of interviews. And I look at a lot of rappers who does interviews, especially when the topic always comes up about why do y'all use bees towards women. a lot of guys, a lot of artists don't just say this chick is a B just to say it. But it just, at point in time, you have people that don't support you or always put you down till you make it. You have people that won't talk to you, one date you, won't spit on you if you was on fire until you become somebody. So that's where a lot of people get the B's and the H from. With me, I always say hating is motivation for me. The more you hate me, the harder I'm going to try. So with that being said, I think we have to look at the way music and women and men are going today. You got women that will cut off their real hair to buy fake hair. You got women that cut off their real eyelashes to buy eyelashes or draw on their face. No, those things are insane to me as a person. I always try to tell women, like, when I see a natural woman out on the street, I feel like, listen, you know, from a brother to a sister, you know, I like your natural beauty. And I ain't even trying to hit on you. I'm just complimenting you on that. So I think we need the natural women, I think we need to compliment them more to get more of our women to say, hey, we don't need this stuff. Let's go back to who we are. We're beautiful, natural.
I say, it's a hip-hop joint, you know, for the brothers to send a clear message that, you know, we are as natural women appreciated by an element of brothers who just, I guess their voices, because they're not on mainstream media, it appears to be one way, but the reality of it is something totally different.
Exactly. Let me say this. I know a lot of people hate R. Kelly because, you know, R. Kelly stays in the news about something. But that brother is the only brother, and might be a couple more, but R. Kelly is the only brother that I know in the music business that keeps a video full of dark-skinned pretty women. I mean, you look at all his videos. He do videos in Jamaica. I mean, all his videos. He do hood videos. I'm just saying, as far as you look at other people's videos, it seems like as an artist, he has more control of what's coming in and going out of his videos. Where, like, a lot of times, a lot of the artists don't have control over their project. You know, the label controls and send who they want to send to put a message out to the listeners and the fans. Like for instance, I read an article where the labels, like the guy was managing this one group, and he said he didn't want all these nappy-haired women in the video. So he wanted some straight hair, you know, Caucasian look in the video. Well, you as an artist, that's when you step up and say, hey, this is my project. This is my dinner table. So by it being my dinner table, I'm going to put whoever I want in my video. And that's what I like about R. Kelly. R. Kelly, all his videos is like a lot, 90% of his videos, are he's giving a real good look to the dark-skinned women that people overlook, and natural.
Yeah, R. Kelly is a whole other discussion. I mean, because unfortunately, with the situation, although he is very talented, and I do agree with you that he has a selection of beautiful women, at what cost? And I'm not sure how to have this conversation without offending people who... but, you know, if we continue to do the same things we've always done, we're always going to get the same results. And right now, seems as though there's a way to use hip-hop to take our power back and to reclaim, if you will, especially the youth in our community, and even the rhythm of hip-hop, you know, the vibrational frequency has changed. What's your opinion on those things?
Well, if you want to start back building our community strong, we need to take our people and our celebrities, our iconic figures, and bring them back to rough neighborhoods and help the neighborhoods. Like LeBron James is, like, I don't like him as a basketball player, but off the court, this man he, you know, he's got my respect, man. In the summertime, he goes and he buys a bicycle and ride with the kids through the neighborhoods. He does so much for community, for his community, that it's insane. And if we start to do that in our community with all our powerful celebrities, we can start to build stronger communities. We can start to build and be back where we should have been in the first place, that we never should have lost. But, you know, it just so happens that nobody talks about the things LeBron does, because that's the part that they don't want to see of black people. They don't want to see the unity. They don't want to see us supporting and helping each other. They want us to stay like thinking that we can't build with each other and stay fighting and shooting at each other and whatever else. But even as an artist, let's say like as an artist, you bring artists back through the neighborhood, like T.I. T.I. went back to his old neighborhood, started building up houses and fixing up houses for people and buying up the empty houses and repairing them. Those are the ways how you start to reach back out to your community and start to make a difference, whether if you're a hip-hop artist, an NBA player, or NFL player. Those are the key steps, because when kids see that you come back and you come back for them and try to make their neighborhood better, they'll start to do better for themselves as a person. But if they don't see that you coming back, or, you know, all our celebrities, once they make it, they go to Hollywood or they move to the rich side of town and don't come back, then these kids think they hopeless, and they start to do stuff like drugs, jails, stealing, shooting, and they start to do these things because they be like, what I got to lose? What do I have to lose? If I go to jail, I eat.
Yeah. Yeah, that reminds me of a young man. I used to see the children in the neighborhood, in the lowest income neighborhood in Cincinnati. We fed them lunch during the summertime. And I was having a conversation with a 7-year-old black male, and his father's friend had gotten shot in the local bodega's parking lot and killed. And he said to me, if I live to get grown, you know, this is what I want to be. And to hear him say, if he lived to get grown, this is what he wanted to be, was like, really, it shook me, you know, because I never had a concept of 7 years old that I wouldn't live to see adulthood. But because of the amount of information and things that our children see and experience, they don't know for sure that they're going to actually make it. And to me, that says a lot about where we are as a community.
You know what? My thing is like this. A lot of the parents are bad for their kids if they only want to chase a dollar. Like I read articles all the time. I read like this black kid on a wrestling team. They made him cut his hair to continue wrestling in a match, right? He had dreadlocks. They didn't want him to wear dreads. But they show white boys with mullets and long hair that they had no problem with. See, when you see things like that, I look back at the Laquan McDonald, that shooting that happened in Chicago where this cop shot this kid 16 times. And the family, instead of seeking justice for the child, the family took the $5 million the state offered them. Now, if that's not a bad parent, something is definitely wrong. Now, I'm not saying all parents are bad, but don't put money in front of your kids or what they're trying to do. Just tell them there's a smart way to go about it, and don't make money the only situation. You know, because once you start only caring about the money, then that's all you care about, and then you're gonna be just a money chaser. So it's like the protest with Colin Kaepernick. A lot of these players ain't joining to help this man out, but this man fighting for everybody's kids. And a lot of them say, well, I got bills to pay. Well, I don't want to lose my job. Where I'm going to work at making $5 million a year? So you care more about the money. You care more about the money than actual people's lives. And the people that, and this is your own people's lives.
Yeah, and too, brother, one of the things that you said in reference to what Brother LeBron does, and hats off to him and Brother T.I. and, you know, others who do have wealth, who do reach back into the community, I know that it makes a big impact because I know when we get our small donations, whatever we get, it makes an impact. So to come back to where you started from is so, so important. But a lot of our artists don't feel, I guess, obligated to serve anybody but themselves. We're very, we've become very individualistic in our approach to problem solving, and, you know, how we just don't take care of our own anymore. But when you look at how this wall, if you will, GoFundMe page has garnered over $8 million in less than a week from people who want to see this wall built, keep so-called illegal aliens out of this country. It says a lot about the difference in commitment that certain people have, and that we just can't seem to, I don't know if it's an issue with organizing or if it's an issue of trust or integrity, but we've got people in our community who have millions and millions of dollars. Why do you think that more people don't commit like LeBron and Brother T.I.? And two, what kinds of conversations would you recommend that we have with them? Because I really do want to try to engage them more, even in the work that we're doing with the Freedom Movement. And I yield.
Okay, let me talk about the wall first. See, a lot of people don't understand what illegal means. I mean, illegal means that if the Native American Indians didn't invite you over here, you're illegal, which means that everybody thinks because they got even black people, just because you think you got a social security number, you're still illegal. So to say you don't want somebody here because you feeding into propaganda is insane and stuff like that. With that being said, you know, I don't have a problem with illegal people. I don't have a problem with somebody that's trying to escape a hard, rough life to try to come and make better for their family. Now, if you come over here to sell drugs and kill and murder and do the same thing that the problems the country already have, then yeah, you should not come here. But then again, the people that's trying to keep the illegals out are the main people, are the ones that's the problem. Now, I read and this country had 300 and something mass shootings this year. Okay, only three of them were Muslim. The rest were white. None of them were black. So when you try to build a wall, you should build a wall, or you should build a wall to get the people out that's causing the problem, than the people that's coming to probably try to have a good life for themselves. Okay, I know with T.I. and LeBron, I don't talk to T.I., but I know a lot of his people, and I talked to one of his business partners, Chuck Anderson, and I told him I like what he's doing, but he has to reach out to other people like Young Dro, like Ludacris, Warwick Dunn. Even though Warwick Dunn does a lot for the community, every year he buys a house and fix it up and give it to a black family or a single mother. Every year, this man been doing this for 20 years. So I think it's like more of people chipping in, and then, you know, the media don't talk about it. So if the media don't talk about it, you know, people only want to do stuff that they get recognized for. So, and I think in the black community, it's like World Star. We want to do something where we can get on World Star. If we don't get on World Star, then we don't feel that it matters. So that's one of my biggest things with our community. A lot of people don't know Beyonce built a 400 bedroom apartment for low income women. This guy named Devin George that played basketball with the LA Lakers, he bought a property and built it. So there's movements being made, but you don't know about it unless you research and look for it. And so those are the things. Like, we wouldn't have known LeBron built that school, and a lot of people don't know that he owns 11 pizza restaurants that's the best pizza, that have the highest paying salaries or hourly wages in the country. So we don't know about these things because the media don't put it out there because they don't want us to support each other or find out that everybody is doing good or everybody or people starting to help each other. They don't want that. So it's up to us, like Queen, me, any other platform, to find this information and post it so people can read it. That's why my Facebook stay loaded with information that I pull up and I read. If it's a good read or even if it's a bad read, I post it on there. And I'd be like, well, tell me what you think. But and we have to do it to continue to get it out there.
That's right. I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, we're open to any and everyone who wants to be a part of empowering the community, uplifting our brothers and sisters, and especially when we look at how many children are youth growing up out here and their parents are incarcerated. There's a whole generation of children who were the children of the war on drugs. And whereas, you know, we look at the fact that with this opioid so-called
You there? You're breaking up. You there? Yeah, I'm here. I think you're breaking up.
Okay.
I'm here, so I didn't hear your question.
Is that better? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Comparatively speaking, the war on drugs resulted in our community being incarcerated, but yet we look at this so-called opioid crisis. These people are getting treatment, but yet still the people who are supplying them are still going to jail, which disproportionately is us. So in looking at that, it's really important to empower the community, and hip-hop is definitely a way to do it. So let's talk about the first joint that you presented us with here when you were on Sign of the Times. Drop and Change. What's Drop and Change about, and what inspired you to write it?
Drop and Change is what I always say, like, Drop and Change is like a rumor. Anytime you tell a rumor about somebody, a lot of people pick it up and run with it, whether it's true or not. They just run with it. So basically, when I wrote that record, my thing was like, you know, that doesn't hurt me. That actually helps me motivate, because the more you talk about me, that means I'm getting free publicity. So that's why I did the record Drop and Change. And I know that because the reason why it's called Drop and Change, because if you drop a quarter, somebody gonna pick it up. So if I say Queen doing porn, instead of people trying to find out the fact, they might just run with it and think you're doing porn. You know, instead of trying to find out the facts. So they pick it up and run with it instead of finding the facts out or you know, just let it be. And so that's how I got the record Drop and Change. It's basically just rumors get started about a person. And instead of people, like, finding out facts or just let it be, everybody let it blow in the wind and keep it going until it gets back to you. And then you'd be like, well, I never heard that. When? Since when? Can you prove that? So, you know, that's where the record came from.
I say. We're going to check it out. You're listening to Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio. Joining us tonight is MC Damon, and the name of this joint is Drop and Change. We'll be right back, everybody.
Let's go. That day to talk. They never in my range. I never work, but theaters that's always dropping change. The theaters talk, okay, they never in my range. I never work, but theaters that's always dropping change. The theaters talk, okay, so they never in my range. I never work, but theaters that's always dropping change. The theaters talk, cause show they never in my range. I never work, but theaters that's always dropping change. Stop buying cars and clothes. Stop. Okay. Let's play the game, but never let your bank froze. My ballin' can show, that's all we know. You call me money can show, I love the cash flow. Now I'm a product of those who never had shit. but now I'm ballin'. I see I got you mad, because I'm back and ballin'. Call it prime time. Forget about him, cause though the game is all mine. I drop fives and 5-5, they all bang. Say it, you're mine, just do your thing. Cause haters hate, I'm honest, I just keep it real. I'm up in here until I come up on a meal. That they just talk, okay, show they never in my range. I never worry about haters, that's always dropping change. That they just talk, okay, they never in my range. I never worry about haters, that's always dropping change. That they just talk, okay, show they never in my range. I never worry about haters, that's always dropping change. That they just talk, cause show they never in my range. I never worry about haters, that's always dropping change. I got no time, I'm always on my grind. Haters ask your mind, why you hard to find? I give them game, but that's all I got, yo. Haters trippin', cause yo, I'm finally hot, though. So drop chains, but that's all they can do. You talk like, cause that's all that men do. I get it in, not worry about who is who. You piss me off, then there goes your whole crew. I'm in this game like Pope Pimps, but no. Still going, cause quitting is a no-no. So drop, cause that's all that pigeon do. You my boy, but see, if I mention you. That they just talk, okay, show they never in my range. I never worry about things that's always dropping change. That they just talk, okay, they never in my range. I never worry about things that's always dropping change. That they just talk, okay, show they never in my range. I never worry about things that's always dropping change. That they just talk, cause show they never in my range. I never worry about things that's always dropping change. Some men fall and some men they drop dimes, collecting change, always trying to stop the mind. But check it out, for real, I got no break, so I got some games, so now it's time to take the dough. Fast cars and big banks, my lifestyle won't change. Guess what, them dimes wild, I ball cars, so you can call me Draymond. Still down with rosters, y'all, I'm like, hey, man. I run the south, why boast of y'all, run your mouth. Collecting change, don't know what you talking about. So drop dimes, but I can drop dimes too. It's that time of the year, I call it round two. That they just talk, okay, show they never in my range. I never worry about things that's always dropping change. That they just talk, okay, they never in my range. I never worry about things that's always dropping change. That they just talk, okay, show they never in my range. I never worry about things that's always dropping change. That they just talk, cause show they never in my range. I never worry about things that's always dropping change.
Ashay, welcome back, everybody. That was Demine and the title of that joint, The Drop and Change. How can people find your music, brother?
It's on all the streaming sites. You can SoundCloud, Spotify, Citadel, Tidal, Deezer. It's everywhere. It's actually being picked up a lot. My last single, I don't think I sent it to you. I think I sent you the new joint, but it's doing real well on radio, in and out of the country. So, you know, like I said, you just got to keep working. You just got to keep grinding.
That's right. That's right. Hey, I want to play a brother who just got home less than 2 weeks ago, and he's already in the studio producing his own music. I want you to check out this joint and let me know what you think. Do you mind listening to some other music?
Oh, yeah, I always listen to other music.
I say, hold tight. Let me pull him up. People can find him on Facebook, and I'm going to spell his Facebook name. It's QUALAZIG. QUALAZIG. You were going to say something?
Yeah, I was saying, like, most times, a lot of people, I don't really give them Facebook, but I give them, like, Twitter. because that's Twitter is better, because most people on Facebook is like they just want to read and chat. But because Facebook has a radio station now, a lot of people don't know that. So Facebook has a designated spot, but you have to like there's a like few people that get you on there. There's a few companies that get you on their radio for free. But you know, you can always reach me at DaMond, aka James, or DaMond / James on Twitter. So it's DaMind, aka James, and you can always leave comments. And I'm always responding to that. So people always send me music through Twitter to check out.
I say. Well, thank you for that, brother. And please, you know, we'll repeat that before the broadcast is over. So, you know, for those that might have missed it. But the title of this joint is called Baptized. Check it out, and we'll be right back.
Sometimes when life knocks you off your feet, you gotta get back up and keep striving. The ultimate goal is to achieve prosperity by any means. When our ancestors first came to America, they ain't have a dollar or a dream. They were just slaves. Can't forget that. I won't forget that. I know the odds against me, but tough won't panic. I was baptized in progress. I know I'm blessed for real. I can't forget about my old life. Mama got evicted from my home. We were not tight. Forced to live in Uncle Willie's basement. That was not right. So I jumped off the porch and started selling that hard white. Can you blame me? Black and poor is shameless. Mama couldn't contain me. Being broke only made me angry. Seeing low lives with the bad made me anxious. Fuck the NBA. I want a ball like I'm ancient. Niggas that influenced me. My mom's went to school with. I dropped out of school because I wanted a cool whip. Demons in my soul had me living real foolish. I was turning green like the heart, I was fooling. None of that, my heart died with her, I was broken. Thugging on the block where she passed, I was hopeless. Niggas took advantage cause they knew I was a menace. Same niggas left me dead when them crackers gave me sentence. Fuck all them niggas, I don't fuck with them niggas. Only one I respect is Quan, and he ain't with us from the grid. He made sure I was tight, that's my nigga. I paroled to his OG home, she fucked with me. It's crazy how people change when you locked in the chain gang. They praise whoever fought, but they shit on the solid soul. It's crazy how people change when you locked in the chain gang. They praise whoever fought, but they shit on the solid soul. It's crazy how people change when you locked in the chain gang. They praise whoever fought, but they shit on the solid soul. Let that marinate. It's tough. I'm from a city where real niggas is in danger. Young niggas killing for a name, they just wanna be famous. Daddy's not around, only mamas here to raise us. But women can't mold us into men, so we banging. A lot of broken hearts in my state, Ohio's dangerous. Sleep on the O if you won't, you get your throat cut. The sack ain't plentiful here, that's why we all hunt. The price too high on the coat, we rather kick those to sit. Don't fuck with these barbers, he got a Draco. He say he going out with a bang, he laying. That's my little brother, he bloody, he keep a semi suck. And I ain't mad at him for clutching Ohio fucked up. Niggas too fishy, that why we only trust blood. But sometimes blood ain't official, so it's just us. Me and my brother stick together, shit is one love. I love my brothers to the death, it's only us. A lot of niggas plot my demise, I feel their energy. Wish you couldn't stop what was written, I am a prophecy. I am a golden seed. Shit, I gotta be. I came from the nuts of a demonic being. I know I'm supreme. I know I'm a god. It's gold in my veins. I know I'm alive. I'm what I'm in rock. I know I'm a fly. Team know I'm slithery. I know I'm a rock. Came home to run a checkup. I ain't letting up. I'm going hard. I want me a race. I'ma boot it up. Paint that bitch purple and throw them 4Gs on it. And pop it in the window so you can see the owner. And you don't know that owner, so please don't run up on him. Cause he be with them bosses and they hungry for a caucus. Tut. Nigga, I be with them bosses and they hungry for a caucus, motherfucker. Baptized in progress. This shit different. I don't know what everybody else want, but me, I'ma just keep doing what I do. I never stop doing what I do. It's baptized in progress. I will never rest. Long live young gods.
I say. That was Quay Lazig, Q-U-A-L-A-Z-I-G on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. So please reach out to this brother. Support him. Support his endeavors because each one, as brother said, teach one and reach one. So welcome back, brother mine. How you doing?
Good. We're hanging in there.
Good.
Go ahead.
What did you think of the joint?
I mean, you know what? A lot of his messages, I agree with what he's saying. I, you know, as an artist, I grew up where what the stuff he talking about. I grew up in a single parent home, so I'm definitely feeling the kid. His anger is pointed in the right direction. He's pointing it at people that's doing it wrong, but he's doing it in a manable way. He's not like challenging them to meet me in the streets or when you see me, shoot me, I'm gonna shoot you. I like that. And he seems like he's humble with the decisions he made and the path he chose, and he's trying to correct that. And he's trying to and he's not afraid to talk about the mistakes his parents made and let them know that, you know, I grew up poor, so if you poor, don't feel bad. We're in the same boat. We can help each other. That's what I'm getting from his music.
I say. Yeah, he's a very intelligent young man, and right before his release, you know, you could just hear it in his voice that he's so ready. You know, he's unfortunately, you know, turned into the Department of Corrections and not rehabilitation anymore. And, you know, it's up to our brothers and sisters to, you know, seize their power even though they're behind enemy lines. And he did that successfully. So we're looking forward to having him on the air as well here soon on Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio. So where do you want to go next, brother? You want to check out the next joint and you want to talk about that dude?
Let me go on. You know what? Let me just you got anybody that has questions? If not, I'm gonna cover a few topics if I can.
The floor is yours. We don't have anybody in queue as of yet.
Okay. I like to cover. I'm an artist, and a lot of artists or just a lot of people don't dig into everyday life and see what's going on amongst our people. And in this country, we think if we don't hear about it, it's not happening. But you know, the government, and I say this, the government has declared war on black people because they know that white people's in a crisis state. And I don't say crisis. I think that what they've done is coming back to them. One of my cousins works for the Federal Bureau in Atlanta, and all she do is run numbers for the feds. And, you know, opioids is a drug that came out of Africa. So opioid is killing white people by the tens of thousands a year. Like they said, the last 3 years, over 60,000 white people have died per year. And they said in 17 states in the country, white people are slowly killing, dying off. That's why they say it's a crisis. I don't think it's a crisis. It's just everything that you brought upon mankind to put on other people has come back to haunt you and your people. So that thing that what you reap is what you sow, I think they want sympathy from us, and I can't give it to them. And not that I'm heartless, but I look at what you continue to do to poor communities throughout this country and how you choose not to help them. You know, so to people out there, especially black people, we have to reach our people. We have to reach our kids, and we have to try to find common ground so we can build and grow. If we fighting against us and the government's fighting against us and the police is stay against us, who we got to lean on? You know, we got nobody. We can't even lean on each other because we're too busy bickering and pointing and fighting with each other instead of trying to see the real issue. Even as an artist, I hate like rappers will sit in videos with guns, with 20 guns, but the cop just beat up somebody in their neighborhood or just shot somebody in their neighborhood for no reason, and they wouldn't even address the issue. More or less go and confront the issue. So that's what come I always say, like when with James, you and your homeboy, all y'all got guns looking for me. But soon as the devil or these police officers shoot and kill somebody, you sweep that under the rug. And as rappers, as entertainers, as just everyday humans, we cannot keep allowing that. We gotta stand up for ourselves and stand up for our community.
Excellent, excellent points, brother. And you're absolutely right. So where do you see us an opportunity to start?
I mean, I remember I saw a video. It happened in Ohio. The police were beating up this black kid they tried to arrest. And the Black Panthers showed up, and they said, listen, you can arrest him, but you don't have to beat on him, point blank. If you keep beating on him, you will have to beat on all us. And that's where it starts. You know, we sacrifice for nothing. We'll go to jail for nothing. I post on Facebook all the time. As a black man, you telling me you would die for a man that you can't even open up a business with and help your family grow. Something's wrong with that. So, you know, and I see and women, too. I was like, you know, I grew up in South Carolina, and believe me or not, the news that come out there, I'm just grabbing my head, just trying not to keep it from exploding. When I see people I went to school with, like 5 girls went into this store, or 10 girls, 5 went into 2 different stores and steal purses out of stores. Well, if you ain't got the money to buy the purse, why are you stealing it? Because you ain't got nothing to put in there. And and those are the things as black people we have to start reaching and teaching our community that if you can't afford it, okay, let it stay there. It's not bothering you, you know. Just look at the days. You'll work harder to get it. Don't work harder to steal it because it's just setting you back. Because now you go to jail for 10 years. You ain't had a job in 10 years. You got a criminal record. Now it's going to be harder for you to even come back. Where if you didn't have that record and you work hard to get that thing, or you work hard to say in your mind you really don't need it, just try to live without it or live within your means, then it's better for you. But when you're out there trying to, if you got 10 girls, 5 of them going to steal and not one of them in the group to say, hey, that's wrong, you got 10 of the wrong friends.
I say, that's right. And the accountability begins at home and with us. And any day represents a new change. Any Sunday represents an opportunity to take our power back. So, with our young people, especially, what kind of communal conversations do you think you should be having?
You know, I live in a housing community, and a lot of the little kids out there, 12, 15, 18, they kind of look up to me, and I talk to them all the time. I remember when they did, in our community, it was an all-white community, so they didn't do stuff like they didn't have stuff for the other kids. So in my job, I bought a basketball goal, and I put it out there, and the kids love that. They go down there, shoot basketball, you know, get them out the house. And then they'll come and talk to me. I'll be like, listen, man, I know as a young child, I always tell them, hey, how you doing? You know, whatever y'all do, y'all look out for each other. Anytime somebody try to bear off and do something stupid, just check them. Be like, yo, man, don't do that. That ain't right, you know, or something like that. And I say, always be safe. And if you can't afford something, don't try to steal it because that's a setback. Don't take a setback. Don't take 5 steps backwards to try to make 5 steps forward, you know, because you're going to end up in the same boat. Just think about things before you do it and stuff like that. And instead of always trying to fight somebody, you know, just try to make peace or just go your own way. You don't have to like the dude, but you don't have to fight him neither. Those are the things I always tell people.
Okay, that's right, that's right. So, and remind the listeners how they can reach out to you.
What's that?
Remind the listeners how they can reach out to you.
You can reach me on Twitter. I'm always on Twitter at The Mind, a.k.a. James. D-A-M-I-N-D, a.k.a. James, or D-A-M-I-N-D, a.k.a. James. Artists, you know, I love to talk to artists because the good artists, I try to help them promote their stuff, and I give them links and promotion tools to share with them. So I always try to help them grow as well. So, you know, just take advantage of the net and don't use it just for Facebook and Twitter and arguing and fighting. Use it to acknowledge yourself, use it to gain some education, and use it to try to build what you're trying to do as well.
We're going to go ahead and check out that dude. Do you want to give us an intro to it?
Yeah, my track, The Other Dude, it's basically a track about, you know, I was talking to this girl, and she inspired me to write this record. And she kept saying, oh, my boyfriend's a rapper. Okay, but why are you working for this firm? So I said, if that man means you any good, why don't you try to talk him into y'all getting the business or he helping you get in your own business? And so I say, so just because you think, I mean, anybody can sleep with you. But what I'm trying to say is the dude that you overlooking might be the dude that be the best one for you, you know. And so that's how I got the song The Other Dude. It's basically like if he's helping you grow, then he's that dude. If he's not helping you grow and you just bad material, then you should have chose the other dude.
That Other Dude by The Mind. You're listening to Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
That Other Dude. That Other Dude. Punch in, Mind.
If that dude ain't a boss, you should mess with the other dude.
That's
if
right.
His team's taking a loss, you should mess with the other dude.
That's
if
right.
He always talking tall, you should mess with the other dude.
That's
if
right.
He don't know how to ball, you should mess with the other dude.
That's
see,
right.
I'm out for all night, cause I be making money moves.
Okay.
Boys fronting, boys bossing, but they ain't the money dude. Find some cash, taunt them, cause that's all they do. Same. Cause they ain't nothing new. Cars on dubs, handful of cash. Cause that's all they know. Bad chicks, 5-star chicks. All they want is the dough. I stay so fresh, I stay so clean. Like it's getting money time. They talk, but they don't know. They can't really touch the bond. I told you before, I'm that dude. I don't really need a witness. Money on my mind, money all the time. I'm all about my business. Whether they friends, whether they foes, I stay up on the news. I told you before, don't get with him. Get with the other dude. If that dude ain't a boss, you should mess with the other dude.
Right.
If his team's taking a loss, you should mess with the other dude.
Right.
If he always talking tall, you should mess with the other dude.
Right.
If he don't know how to ball, you should mess with the other dude.
Right.
We them boys, but you want them.
That's
the choice you made to push the ball, getting it all. Now they catching fade, design their shoes, design their clothes. That's not who I am. Can I get this? Can I get that? I'm like, I'm really not in the mood. Should've f***ed with the other dude. Eating drama up like food. I hate to be rude. Now cash me out, money bags. I'm all about my grind. I get it how I live. It's my time to shine. It's the rain, find out the bar. Like money ain't a thing. Give them cash, they gon' buy. They love the bling bling. I ball all day, I ball all night. I stay in the mood. And now you wanna holler, cause you chose the wrong dude. If that dude ain't a boss, you should mess with the other dude. If his team's taking a loss, you should mess with the other dude. If he always talking tall, you should mess with the other dude. If he don't know how to ball, you should mess with the other dude. Dude, claim they be ballin', but money ain't making no moves. I call them out like chicks. Where's the money, dude, I drop stacks on deck. Cause I've been cashing checks, all no fake, fake. All they do is wanna flex, niggas they turned up to the max. I'm balling up the income tax, no game, straight lane. Like a heart attack, see I'm harder than the heat. I break like the news, as we second guessing him. You chose the wrong dude, my money bag stay heavy. All I drive is Chevy, down here ain't no joke. Cause stay ready, I see you all up in your feelings. Trying to make a million in 24-7, bust your while I'm chilling. If that dude ain't a boss, you should mess with the other dude. If his team's taking a loss, you should mess with the other dude. If he always talking tall, you should mess with the other dude. If he don't know how to ball, you should mess with the other dude. If he always talking tall, you should mess with the other dude. If he don't know how to ball, you should mess with the other dude.
Welcome back to Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by New Power Radio Network. We want to remind the listeners to please join our Facebook page, New Power Radio Network, Sign of the Times, and myself as Queen Tahira. Reach out to us so we can reach out to you and continue to support us, and we will continue to support you too. Welcome back, brother.
I'm good. We're good. How's the weather out there, Queen?
Cold and rainy right now. I need some of that southern sunshine up this way.
It's not out here. It's not cold, but it's getting there. It's been raining the last couple of days.
Wow. Yeah, we must be going through something. They're always spraying the air up this way. I don't know how they are down there with the chemtrails, but it never fails that when they spray and you can see the chemtrail lines within, you know, 2 days, it rains, you know, a huge amount. So it's clear,
yeah,
you know, that we are under attack. And when you speak of the need to build more solidarity, to build more unity, to basically accept people for who they are and where they are in this struggle, you know, and we're real careful on the language that we use, but it definitely, we're still in the stage of struggle as a community, but we can get up out of it. But it's going to take for us to use to our advantage, you know, all of the resources that we have, including social media. So what's your perspective on those that think social media is just, you know, something to do versus us, you know, being more creative about how we use it to uplift our people and to engage more people who are of like mind?
Well, you know, a lot of people only use social media for certain things. And until you get them to use social media for a lot of things, or most things that's important, that's going to be the huge challenge. Like I always say, every business that I try to open up, I go to social media and try to read up on it and get information on what I'm trying to do. With our community, we as Black people, we haven't realized that we're under attack. We're the only race in America that it's on a battlefield that thinks it's a playground. You know, when them white people went down there and shot up that them Jews in that church, the next day, what did them Jews do? All of them went and got AR-15s, all of them, right? So they ain't having it next time. With us, we the only ones still on the planet or still in America thinking that we're on a playground. So until our antenna go up and let us know that, yo, it's been serious for a long time. When are we going to get serious? That's going to be our major issue. That's going to be our major hurdle. And then once we start that, and if we can share stories of what's happening in Cleveland, and like every activist, most of the activists in Cleveland has been killed since the Michael Brown thing, the Michael Brown killing. every activist or kids have been killed since then. So, but we don't know that unless you read it, unless you pass it around for other people to read and stuff like that, because our people are not focused yet. And until that happens, which will come through social media, which will come through music, which will come through other platforms, until that happens, we're going to just be this race that's just lingering along. We're just going to be like a zombie and walking through a land that cares nothing about us.
I say we definitely need to be more. I always tell people all the time on different platforms, not just Facebook. And, a lot of people think that I'm on there too much, but I couldn't pay for this type of networking, this type of advertising that you get and have the potential to get, especially the more creative you are. And you're right, there's all kinds of information out there. If people do want to start a specific business, you can find information for it on the Internet. And a lot of times people on social media who are already doing what it is that you say that you want to do. So it's important to make those linkages when we possibly can.
True.
But we're going to, we don't have a caller in queue. We've got a couple of callers listening, so if you'd like to come in queue before we close out, please press the number 1. If you're listening on your computer, 889-8059-917-889-8059. So, Brother DeMond, where are you going to go from here? Will you eventually release a CD, or are you revolutionary-minded? Can you see yourself maybe putting together a compilation that talks about some of the things that we talked about tonight?
The album is definitely coming. I've just been dropping a couple singles to just try to get the name and keep the mind out in the music world. Like I said, it's been working because I had like 10 different labels try to reach out to me. And I told them, I'm not doing this to build your dreams. I'm trying to build my kids' dreams. So I'm going to continue to stay on my own. But I appreciate the reach out. And so with that being said, you know, I understand the music game. I understand when you do something as anybody, you have to understand what you're trying to do and not just jump into it and let people tell you that, oh, go make music, we're going to do the rest. No, you got to know all the, because if you understand the rest, like the rapper don't really make money, and people think they do. If a rapper makes $1 million, if that rapper makes $1 million, how much money did you really think that artist made? The artist probably made $20 million, and all they gave him, they didn't even give him half the pie. So those are the things why I stay on the solo. My album is coming next year. It's called Still Got It. The other dude is the next single to come off that project. And so once we shoot the video to that, and I'm slowly growing. Like, I got BET that wanted to pick up one of my videos. But we didn't do it yet because of the paperwork and how we're supposed to get paid from the network. So a lot of this, like I keep saying, it's understanding and it's taking your time and not just doing something because somebody want to do it. I'm going to do it to make sure that I get compensated for it and not just be more famous than rich, because that's not my goal. With that being said, I still work another company that's doing well, that's actually growing, and I still do music. But like I said in the beginning of the show, I'm mostly like a family man, because teaching my kids and teaching my family and helping them grow is more important to me than a bunch of money that just comes in a bag, because money can come from anybody. Now, if I make it and my family's there, yeah, we're going to enjoy it, you know. So those are my goals, to teach my kids is like, earn it. Don't always take the short way out. Don't always take the easy way out, you know, because the easy way is not always good, and all money is not good money, you know. and you could sell your soul, but at least get 95% of what you're selling your soul for. Don't take 5%,
and they got and the people who buy in your soul get 95%.
That's right. That's right. You ever thought about doing an online class, maybe on YouTube, or you know, to try to help, I guess, artists that may not know quite how to start? You ever thought about doing something like that?
You know what? A lot of artists don't want to put the time into themselves. They want somebody else to do it, which is really bad for them because people take advantage of that. People take advantage of you, and they take advantage of that situation. And then at the same time, there's just artists out there, but they claiming they don't know where to look. Well, if you can, you know, as an artist, first of all, you got to invest in yourself for anybody even think about investing in you, or for you even try to think somebody of trying to get somebody to invest in you for you. You can do the groundwork. There's all kinds of promos or companies out there. There's getherd.com. There's fever.com. That's FIVERR.com. There's greenhits.com. All kinds of promotional tools that's actually affordable for artists. So once again, it comes back to what are you using the internet for? And, you know, I always say rappers, especially nowadays, they hurt themselves more than somebody else could. Like, for instance, the rapper 6ix9ine. You know, everybody try to talk to that dude. Everybody try to reach out to that dude. Every video you shoot, you got a bunch of guns, drugs, and all that. Now when you get caught up, you're crying that you don't want to be in jail. But people try to help you before you got to that point. And then, as an artist, if all you talk about is violence and drugs, who want to use your music to market? If somebody trying to use your music to market, like let's say the NBA want to use one of your tracks, but all you talk about is guns and drugs, why would they want to use your, you hurting yourself for further promotions and compensations of things when all you talk about, when everything you talk about is shooting and drugs and that. And a lot of it come with the parents too, because these artists are young. So I don't care if my son makes music. I'm gonna be right there with him, or as much as I can, to try to guide him down the right path and see what direction he's going. A lot of these parents don't care as long as these kids bringing home a dollar. The same way with the little rapper out of Florida that got killed and stuff like that. That was actually becoming successful on his own with the rapper named Extensions or whatever his name was. And this guy, he bought all his family houses just hustling, but nobody would reach out to the kid to make sure that he's going down the right path to be here for a long time. And he ended up being shot and robbed. So just because people in your corner, you have to figure out who's in your corner. You know, it's the like I say, with 6ix9ine, he's in prison looking at 32 years. I mean, he had hit records out. He had all kinds of things going for him, but he won't listen. So you got to figure out who's in your corner, who's best for you as best for business. You know, a bad chick is only bad for your bank account, bad for your credit, and bad for child support. That's why I keep telling people, get you a humble chick that wants to build with you and stuff like that, and make her your business partner.
I say, that's right. That's right. I see a lot more couples are coming together to do just that, both in my community and on social media. I'm seeing a lot more black love in the community, and that's important. That's very important. So give out your contact information, please, again, before we close out, and then we're going to get ready to wrap up for the evening.
You can reach me at Twitter, The Mind, a.k.a. James. That's D-A-M-I-N-D, a.k.a. James on Twitter. That's my best for music. And if you're trying to network or chat or want to talk about something we talked about on the show, that's always good. You can shoot me an inbox. And a lot of times I don't get to it till later, but I will catch up and respond back to you. What else? You know, 2018 is over. 2019 is coming in. you know, young black males, please have goals, because that's our number one thing, is have some goals, and more than, like, being a rapper, because a lot of rappers just put all their eggs in one bucket as trying to be a rapper. You know, put your eggs in different buckets. Try other avenues, you know. Sure, I love music, and I love to make music, but I got to do what's feeding my family. Now the music is coming around to feeding my family, so, you know, I'm balancing both of that. So just don't put all your eggs in one bucket, and just hustle. Just hustle hard and hustle smart.
Ashe, that's right. That's right. Well, we appreciate you, especially, you know, taking the time to make sure you made it clear that, you know, family first, you know, and to take care of home is essential to anything that we do, before anything we do out here in the community. So thank you so much for joining us this evening, and feel free to let us know when you come out with the next signal, when we can play some more music here outside of the times, and we'll let the listeners know how to get in touch with you. And this broadcast will be available for you to give to other people or to share on social media if you choose to within the next 15 minutes or so. So thank you, Brother James DeMine, for joining us this evening. We love you, we thank you, and we appreciate you here.
Queen, thanks for having me. You know, anytime you got something going on, just hit me. If I don't respond, hit me again, because most times I'll be busy, but, you know, sometimes I just don't want to see the internet because I got a newborn, and but, you know, eventually I will respond to you. Or you can just text me and say, hey, are you reading my post? And then I'll be like, all right, I got you. So, but, you know, like I say, my little boy, I mean, it was scary how he came, but, you know, he wasn't supposed to make it, but he made it. And so now that he made it, it was crazy because my wife was like, I don't feel good. And she's like 8 weeks. She's not due for 8 weeks. And so I was like, go lay down. And she came back and was like, no, I don't feel good. So we get to the hospital and come to find out the baby's not getting enough air to live. And if he goes to full term, he might be brain dead. So we go to try to see what's wrong with her. So now we got to have a baby the same night, and he's got to be born 8 weeks early.
Oh, wow.
So
how much?
So, you know, man, he was so small that, like, he fit in my hands, like one hand.
Oh,
and
goodness.
I didn't even want to hold him. He was so little. Like, I was just scared I was going to break him. Like, and he was barely like 3 pounds.
Oh, wow.
But now he's almost 14 pounds. So I told the doctor, like, I looked at the doctor and he's like, what you want to do? I'm like, man, listen, just pull the alligator out the water and let him fight on land. You know, it's my son. You know, of course, I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, let him go to full term or whatever. I'm going to tell you, like, let's have him right now. And matter of fact, I was filling out the paperwork while they was having surgery on my wife, because that's how fast. I'm like, I know her. You know, we've been together for this long. I know what she's allergic to. You just start delivering the child. And so she went in while she's in surgery. I'm just filling out the paperwork. And she's shaking. She's crying. She's scared and stuff like that because she never been through it. But I keep telling her, you know, there's things you go through in life. And I say, you know, this is only going to make you stronger. And then, you know, when, you know, we're going to see like a child that's going to fight and become somebody. And so, I took a picture of her, which she was going back through surgery after they had him. I took a picture of him. They had all these wires connected to him. And I took a picture back and showed it to her. And she was just scared, but I'm like, listen, he's going to be all right. Now you just worry about you. And so now they both back up and healthy.
Wow, that's phenomenal. Wow. Well, may he continue to grow and prosper. When was he born? How old is he now?
He's 4 months tomorrow.
Okay.
So
I haven't.
Wow. Normally I don't really start posting pictures of my kids till they like almost a year, but I started posting pictures of him because, you know, he was just one of them kids that wasn't supposed to make it, but he's here. And now that he makes it, I mean, it's like my oldest son, I thought he was going to be kind of jealous of him, because he normally used to getting everything. But he's like, he's welcomed him in. Like, I was like, all right, that's cool.
Wow, what's your son's name?
My oldest son's name is Jalen. My youngest son's name is Tyree.
I say, well, we're going to keep them in our thoughts and prayers. And that's a good weight, you know, all things considered, at 14 pounds in 4 months. That's true. He might be big for 4 months, as a matter of fact, but that's good that he's progressed that well. That ain't nothing but God. Wow.
Yeah, he progressed quick, and they said, like, the doctor was, like they in surprise the way he gained so much weight so quick and how he's becoming so strong. Like, he's really strong, and, like, he can roll over. He can, like, he does this little thing, like, he curls up, and he moves, like, constantly, so we always have to watch him, especially when we just put him on the bed and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's very aware of his surroundings. He can play with you. He laugh with you. He try to talk. He try to repeat what you say already. I told my wife, I'm like, listen, like, I was like 4 months ago, you was crying, shaking, nervous, but I kept telling you, we're here, so we can't turn back now. And so it's just things grow for you, man. Like I said, just put your family going to come first regardless, you know. And because at the end of the day, when you close your door, no matter what's on the outside world, when you get in your house and close your door, the only people that should affect you is the people that's inside them four walls, because you got to spend the night with them. The other rest, you know, if they positive energy, you know, deal with them and feed off them. If they negative energy, try to turn them positive. If you can't, just leave them alone and be done with it.
I say, well, congratulations to you and your wife. And, you know, that's amazing. That's an amazing story, Brother James.
But let me say this. All these women that raise kids on their own, my mom did it, man, big ups to y'all. Because I promise you, I only had to do it for 3 days, and I thought I was about to die. Like, my wife was in the hospital. She was recovering from surgery. So my oldest son, I had to pick him up from school. I had to take him to school, pick him up, bring him home, get him something to eat, get him ready for school, get him ready for bed, do his homework. You know, and I'm just thinking, like, man, like, one day, in 3 days, in a day and a half, I fell on the bed and, like, be like, man, if I didn't have my wife, man, I'd just be in rehab. Because that is really a job, man. That is really a job. And stuff like that. So all those single parents out there, man, listen, from a man, and you probably don't hear it often, man, I take my hat off to y'all. You know, I worship y'all. Y'all are truly God's people, man, because that's a job. That's a freaking job. And I only did it for three days, and I thought I was done. Imagine doing it daily, day in and day out. But my wife stays home with the kids, so she picks them up, drops them off, you know, feed them, wash them, this and that. And I go out and work, and I come home, and I take the parent role from there until they're ready to go to bed. And I thought that was hard, but no. Man, them 3 days had me like, man, I was just looking around for somebody. I promise you.
I know, that's crazy.
That's a hard job. I salute y'all women, man. I'm telling you.
Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate that. Coming up here in March 2nd of 2019, we're actually having a celebration of Black women across the nation. So if your wife would like to get involved in anything like that, please connect us and let me know. And you're right. And we appreciate the acknowledgement, brother, because we don't get it often enough. We really don't. So that's awesome news, but in 3 days, you survived.
I'm just being honest. You almost had to call a stretcher for me, like get me a stray jacket. You almost had to get me a stray jacket. And you know what? One thing I started doing, because I deal with a lot of Colombian and Latino women. And, you know, I a lot of those women don't know they're black. You know that, right?
Well, of course, yeah.
And I explained to them, I said, y'all ancestors came from Africa because y'all came from the Moors. So the Moors, y'all, we're the same people. And for a long time, they didn't believe that. But, you know, that's with a little education and a little being able to sit down and teach people, talk to people, you can build a mountain. You can move a mountain if we head in the right direction, if we push it in the right direction. You know, we as black people, we only created everything on the earth. I just recently found out that Africa still owns the right to the pacemaker. The United States tried to buy it for $4 billion. I didn't even know that. A black man in Africa still owns the rights to the pacemaker.
That's a black man we should know.
Yeah, I mean, I've like I say, I do a lot of research and stuff, and you know, and just to like, you know, that's something I can deal with a lot of like these Caucasian people that speak wildly and dangerous, like they the best people on the planet, and so I can break them down because I understand history a lot and I read about a lot of history, and so when they talk reckless and dangerously, I just question they statements to make them feel like, well, that's not true, and then that can't be true.
Mm-hmm.
But that's for another day. I think the next time I'm on the show, we should do a lot of history because, you know, a lot of people don't know common history of among black people. Like, a lot of people still think Ford invented the car.
Okay, that's
but,
right.
But
that's
they don't,
right.
They don't know that Ford didn't invent the car. And then one of my friends asked me, why do I never want to ride in his truck? Well, he drives a Ford truck. And I said, well, Ford, the black guy that built the railroad in Egypt, Ford tracked him down and brought his son to America. And Ford let his son stay in his house. But you know what Ford did to the dude? He cut the man nuts off and dick off so the man won't sleep with his wife. And had him to build the assembly line in this plant. A lot of people don't know that. That's why I don't drive Fords.
Mm. I say, and that's timely too, because you know, 2019 is the 400th year of the enslavement of the African in the United States. So there's going to be a lot going on in 2019. So yeah, let's do that. Let's put some things together.
Okay, just let me know when you plan, or like when you want to really get down and kick it, and then like you know me, I'm always reading up on history, and I'm always bringing, like, always trying to like bring strong points to awareness of people. So, I'm all for it.
I say,
and number one, you don't hear a lot of rappers talk like me, you know. You know, a lot of them just don't. They just don't care. They just in their little zone of a little bit of money, cars, and women. That's it. That's all they care about.
Mhm. Yeah. Yeah. You really can't retire from the streets. You're supposed to hit it and quit it. And that's a lesson that not enough of us have learned. So yeah, let's put some things together. And we're actually putting together a calendar too. So. If you know some specific dates that are important, please, you know, pass that information on to me, and I'll be sure to include it in the calendar that we're putting together.
Okay, definitely. I'm going four-wheeling the weekend, so I'm going to ride bikes with my son. But definitely, like, I'll sit down and look. I know I'm doing Jonathan's on the 8th, but anything else, I think I'm open. So we'll work something out.
Okay, that sounds good. I appreciate you, Brother James. God bless you and the baby and your beautiful wife. And we'll be in touch soon.
Okay.
All right, everybody. We're going to go ahead and close out for the weekend. Thank you for your love and support. Reach out to us. My phone number where you can reach me is 513-913-2691, 513-913-2691. Queen_Tahira on Instagram, at Queen Tahira on Twitter, and of course, Queen Tahira, New Power Radio Network, and Signing the Times on Facebook. We'll see everybody next week. We'll talk to you soon. Salute.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
My love and me.